Thank you. Today I'm going to speak on biology of Chelicerates on three important hosts: cotton, paper, and peanut. Scientific name of Chelicerates is Scartothrip dorsalis, and it belongs to Thysanoptera thripidae. First of all, I would like to give you a brief introduction about the insect on which I am working. Scartothrip dorsalis, an adventitious species in Florida, is a pest of Southeast Asian origin. More than 100 species of Scartothrips has been recorded worldwide. Among these, 10 has been reported to cause serious damage to agriculture production and vegetation in the United States. Scartothrip dorsalis has been predicted to have capacity to spread all over the United States, and it may cause annual damage of more than $2 billion. Considering worldwide distribution of Scartothrip dorsalis, we can see here in this part of Southeast Asia, mainly India is reported as its origin. From there, it has been reported to introduce in Caribbean countries, mainly Trinidad and Tobago, St. Lucia and St. Vincent, because these countries have very good international business with India. And from there, it has been introduced in Florida in 2003. Coming on to the host plant range of this insect. It is a polyphagous pest with more than 140 reported hosts among 40 different families of plants. It is a serious pest of various vegetable, tropical fruits and ornamental crops. Some of their hosts are like banana, bean, citrus, lychee, mango, tea, tobacco, tomato, rose, etc. In addition to their feeding damage to agriculture products, they also possess a strong value ferrous behavior for 7 recorded viruses, and they also transmit several pathogenic diseases. Some of the viruses transmitted by Scartothrip dorsalis are chili leaf curl virus, tomato spotted wilt virus, peanut yellow spot virus, bacterial disease like papaya bunchy top disease, and fungal disease like banana rust. Previous studies done on its biology suggest that it is found in all tropical, subtropical and temperate region. It has 4 to 8 generations per year in temperate region, and in tropical region like in Florida, it has been reported to have 14 to 18 generations per year. It thrives best between the temperature 10 to 25 to 30 degrees Celsius, and it has its life cycle of 3 to 4 weeks. The base temperature for their development is 9.7 degrees Celsius, and upper limit for the temperature for their development is 33 degrees Celsius. A female lay around 12 to 200 eggs at a rate of 8 to 12 eggs per day. Coming on to their life cycle, egg incubates in 4 to 7 days and larval period is of 5 to 10 days. Their pupation period is little bit shorter, it is of 2 to 3 days. But most remarkable thing about their life cycle is that they possess both sexual and pathogenic type of reproduction. Now I would like to show you some pictures which I took while working with my insect. I'm going to show you some picture when first instar larva was emerging out of the egg embedded in the leaf. This is the resolution of the picture is not very good, but I want to show you that how thrips is coming out of the leaf. This is the first picture I took when I saw something was coming out of the leaf surface after 10 minutes of that. This is after 30 minutes, and it around 40 minutes, first instar larva totally came out of the leaf surface and started moving on the petri dish. It shows that it takes around 30 to 40 minutes for a first instar larva to come out of the egg. Now coming on to the objectives, as a broad perspective of studying biology of Chelicerates on cotton, peanut and paper, I am going to present here two objectives. First is abundance of Chelicerates on cotton, peanut and paper, and second objective is daily flight activity of Scartothrip dorsalis on aforementioned host plants. Now coming on to the material and methods which I use for conducting this experiment. For the first experiment where I studied the abundance of Scartothrip dorsalis on three hosts, I used one pint plastic pot size, and soil type was Pfeffer mix. Plant was irrigated twice a day with 1 ounce of water, and fertilization I use 20-20-20 twice a week. This is the experimental design which I used. Plot size were containing 3 plants of each host crop, and plot design was randomized complete block design replicated 4 times. For evaluation of this experiment, I recorded number of both larvae and adults on each host plant at interval of 48 hours. All these experiments were carried out in a greenhouse which was maintained at 25 degrees Celsius and 35% relative humidity. Results shows that larval count was maximum on the cotton plant, followed by peanut, and least number of Ascaris dorsalis was found on pepper. Similar result I found with adult count. They were maximum on cotton, followed by pepper, and least was on pepper. The third graph will show the total count of larval and adult on cotton, followed by peanut, and then pepper. Now I'm coming on to the second objective, where I studied daily flight activity of Ascaris dorsalis on 3 different hosts, again on cotton, pepper, and peanut. For this experiment, I used a PVC pole and I marked on this PVC pipe at 4 different height and made a stand at each height and kept 3 plants of each host at different heights. And I studied abundance of Ascaris dorsalis on each host at different heights. This is a pictorial design of the experiment which I conducted for studying abundance of Ascaris dorsalis on each host at different heights. In experimental design, I used height 1.5 feet, 2.5, 3.5 and 4.5 feet. Plot size were containing 3 plants of each host, kept at each four heights. Plot design was randomized complete block design, replicated 4 times. For evaluation of this experiment, I again recorded number of both larvae and adults on each host plant, kept at different heights at an interval of 48 hours. And this is the result, where I found that on the cotton, there was a trend in the increase of Ascaris dorsalis. On 1.5 feet, it was less than 2.5, and it was maximum on 3.5 feet. So with the increase in height, the number of Ascaris dorsalis was increasing, but there was a drastic decrease in their number at 4.5 feet. But in the case of peanut, they was not following the same trend. In the case of peanut, there were maximum number of Ascaris dorsalis was found on 1.5 feet followed by 3.5 feet. But in case of pepper, it followed the same trend as that of cotton. With the increase in height, the number of Ascaris dorsalis was increasing up to 3.5 feet, but again there was a drastic decrease in their number at 4.5 feet. Based on the present study, we can conclude that cotton is the most preferred host among these 3 hosts for chili thrips, and abundance of Ascaris dorsalis on host plants varied with height of the plants at which they were kept above the ground surface. And at a certain height, the feeding preference of Ascaris dorsalis for a particular host is comparatively more than the others. Now I would like to thank Ms. Catherine, Charles Carter, Carlos, and Dr. Sanjay Singh, who helped me while carrying out this experiment. Thank you. Questions?